Do your finances have you sidetracked? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Throughout Scripture, we're instructed to love God and others. We're not to love the world or money, for life does not consist in the abundance of possessions, yet money sidetracks so many. In 2 Corinthians 9:11, the Apostle Paul said, "You'll be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God." He supplies a surplus of wealth so we can provide for the needs of others. When we give without compulsion, we demonstrate thanksgiving to God and experience blessings in the process. True wealth comes with the responsibility of giving. It's the foundation of selfless devotion to others. Giving fulfills the second greatest commandment, to love our neighbors as ourselves. Preoccupation with things of this world gets us sidetracked. We lose sight of eternity and God's purpose for us. We see this in billions of dollars of credit card debt. We confuse our needs and our wants. We forget our neighbor, and that Jesus said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive." Divided hearts reflect divided priorities. These are evident in the way we handle money. Hebrews 13:5 warns, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" When our hope is in God, it's not in the money He provides. Money will leave us, He will not. So don't let money sidetrack you. And to get on the right track, check out Crown's Budget Coaching Program. It can put you on the road to financial freedom. Go to crown.org and click the Get Help Now tab. You can start today at crown.org. That's crown.org.